In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Old Testament lesson assigned for the fourth Sunday of Lent, we hear the prophet Isaiah say, "I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. I will turn the darkness into light before them." With the account of Jesus healing a man born blind, which is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9, the Gospel lesson of the assigned Sunday, we hear a fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah. With sight restored, the man born blind gave an eyewitness account to the Pharisees and then worshiped Jesus. For this man, it wasn't so much that a new world had dawned, but that a new life had been born in the light of Jesus Christ. Thus, in Paul's letter to the Ephesians read for you a few moments ago, we would hear one way of answering the blind man who had been born that way. Eye surgeons and doctors have helped us with our eyesights. Optometry clinics, contact lenses, glasses have done wonders in helping us with our sight. Yet, there is still a blindness that affects all of our lives. Power shortages and rolling brownouts and power lines down by ice and wind can turn the physical light off in our homes and in our lives, but there is often a darkness that lurks in the chambers of our hearts. And so often our lives grope in that darkness of sin. Sin that was spelled out for us in verses just prior to this reading. Sins of immorality and covetousness, silly talk and disobedience, self-centeredness and self-assuredness. These things are large print not only in the newspapers, but in the headlines of our lives as well. But the light of the Word of God exposes us exactly as we are. Is there any wonder that Paul began this text by saying, "For you were once darkness"? He knows of what he speaks. And more than we care to admit, we know of what he speaks. But that, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is old news. For now you are light in the Lord, and we are made children of the light by the one who is the light of the world, as recorded so brilliantly in Holy Scriptures. For in Jesus was life, and that light was the light of men. The light of God's word reveals, according to one author, forgiveness on a cross at Calvary, where all the darkness of a world was concentrated as it pushed Christ into death for us. That light reveals on the cross God's wrath against sin and the wide dimension of his love for sinners like you and I. The flip of a light switch can mark the boundary between light and darkness, but the light of Christ, who is our light, enables us to quench the darkness, to defeat unholy passions, and subdue death's dark dominions. For God, who said, "Let the light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ, Paul tells the Corinthians. So just as we wake from sleep, so we rise from the watery grave of holy baptism to a new life every day, and we wake and rise only because the Christ shines on us with his life, the light of the world, shining through us to make us the light of the world, so that we no longer defined by our sin, but are defined by the light of Christ, who knows no sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.